scone, 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 scoring.
G'day, Liam. How are you, mate?
Mate, I'm well. How are you?
Oh, any day with a scone and you in it is a better one,
oh,
I'll tell you that much.
Drop it. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Good. Flat tack, you know, busy life, busy, mm-hmm. busy man, busy life, always doing things.
It's just work and study for you this week,
isn't it? Oh, it's just work and study. We were just saying, yeah, full-time of both. Woo! But you know what?
Scones get you through.
Oh, mate, I'm always on the tools when it comes to scones.
Now, I just really, really want to quickly jump on a scone I had yesterday that I wasn't planning to have and wasn't planning to talk about, but we all went to an event at the council, put on by some department that, I don't know, gave us money for something, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And they, you know, had invited a lot of people, and they had the little, like, catering scones.
Oh.
Like, you know, they're I would say they're circular size, shape of, like, an Oreo type.
Oh,
obviously
wow.
Way thicker.
Wow, okay.
Than an Oreo. Little catering scone, which I had another event sometime. Yeah.
Really?
You know.
Meh.
Yeah. But also, I'm almost glad it wasn't good because it was small.
Was it sweet or savory?
This was a sweet one, actually.
And jam and cream or?
Yeah, like giant bowls you could scoop out of, which was kind of cool. But,
yeah, I love that. That's so retro.
I have to admit, though, like, I'm almost glad it wasn't a good scone because I'd be like, well, there's not enough scone if it was good.
No, yeah, but that said, those small, like, tapas version of scones. You could just eat like seven of them.
Yeah, true.
I once went to a play. It was like an interactive play. You walk around a murder mystery kind of thing.
Oh, right.
And they were handing out hors d'oeuvres, and I think I ate like about 20 deviled eggs because they were just always there.
Yeah.
It was bad, man. Bad in my bowels. But I'll tell you what, I'd do the same with a good scone. And speaking of, we have a special guest in the studio today.
I know. We actually have a scone.
We've got, I popped into C4 Coffee on the way down here.
Oh!
Rode a lime scooter down.
Oh, okay.
So all I know is this was $5, which I think is a great price for a scone this size.
It is a massive scone.
For the audience
scone.
At home who can't see this, we're talking...
huge.
Think of a fish and chip shop burger bun without any fillings.
That is actually a really...
Kind of the same shape, eh?
Yeah. I kind of want to put a burger in there.
All right.
It, there's not heaps of, texture going on here.
No, it looks very, homogenous, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not, like, hugely cheesy, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Do you want to lift us up? Do the reveal. They've split it for us.
Oh, looks like okay. It's been toasted in the grill.
Yes. Man, that's very common now, isn't it? Yes, sniff.
I'll tell you what,
it does smell
going.
Quite scone-y.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting the scone on the nose. So what we've got here, guys, we've got a cheese scone from C4 Coffee, down Fitzgerald. Standard cheese scone, nothing fancy, it just said cheese scone on the sign, $5, I paid
sponsor
in cash.
Sponsor of Wednesday's show, by the way.
Okay, it's really good.
No, it's not. It's not a Wednesday, it's fine.
Oh, yeah, fine. Yeah, I'm thinking good. Give it a bite.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Mmm. Oh, yeah.
Ah, that's cheesier than it looks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great texture.
Real sleeper of a scone, eh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And so we sort of touched on it before. It's been cut, grilled. I think they put the butter on and then grilled it, which I'm never the biggest fan of, but in the takeaway context, it makes sense.
I get it in the takeaway context, but man, I don't care. Mm. There is no context where I don't want to put my own butter on.
Yeah, but man, still really good.
This is the size of this thing. Oh my God.
Oh, yeah, like...
Okay, well, so, go C4.
Well, texturally... It didn't give me big hopes when I first held on it.
It doesn't look like it should be this soft.
Yeah, it should be drier. It's got the thinnest layer of kind of crispy dryness on the outside in a good sense, like it's crunchy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, crispy.
Wow. I mean, if there's an award for scone that was better than it looks.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is up there. Wow.
Really, great consistency on the inside. Perfect balance between substance and moisture content.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. No, I agree. I could do with more butter, but saying that, like, it's an okay amount of butter.
Still really warm.
Yeah.
I got this, well.
How kind of thick is your butter?
Like 15 minutes ago, about as thick as yours. They cut it really well.
Yeah, okay. Oh, decent, like, thick scone.
Well, those guys know what they're doing down there. You know, I got the scone and I looked at the menu. I saw some mentions of places like Vic's Bakehouse, Grizzly.
Oh, yeah.
Bones, you know, a lot of everyone's favourite suppliers. I thought, okay, these guys know what they're doing, you know. Obviously they do. You know, you look around, they've got all these fancy coffee machines. They've got all the roastery stuff. So the coffee's going to be good. And I feel like coffee is an afterthought for a lot of places. So if the coffee's really good, the food's probably going to be good too, you know.
You might
have good food and shit coffee. But, you know, you don't often have amazing coffee and really bad food.
No, you're right. That's a really clever point, actually, is go to your cafe's, like, fixated on the coffee.
For sure.
This is, like, baller, man.
Oh, yeah.
And don't they have the most... this was totally an aside, but, like, their range of coffee stuff.
Insane.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I mean, we've had many of cup of their Joe in this office, you know.
Oh, but just the things you can, like, do with coffee now, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
I was looking at all their, like, Mocha Masters and all the weird handle pulley thingies that you can do stuff with. And, man, it really is a whole other world. And I wish I could have more than one cup of coffee a day. Cause then
you one cup of coffee a day?
Nah, I often have two, but then I talk lots. I'm pretty speedy when I have two.
Oh, okay.
Three in a one sleep that night.
Damn, I'm on like four a day at this point.
Lucky.
Yeah, it's not. It's discoloring my teeth as well, you know.
Oh, no. Well, I need to start drinking decaf, I think, dare I say it. Just like, so I can have more coffee.
Oh, I don't know. I'll lose respect for you.
Yeah, fair call. That'd be like having a cheese scone without the cheese.
Well, there you go. Yeah, right. Well, that would just be a scone, I suppose.
Yeah, but like, a savoury scone without the cheese, you know?
I know. I was just thinking, like, what would you even call that?
A sad experience.
Yeah, a sad experience.
So what I like about the scone is you look at it and you wouldn't really expect much, but you taste it and it's really good. But it's not like, oh, my God, this is amazing. It's just like a really easy scone.
It's incredible. It's going down very easy.
But it's not like, I'm going to be okay about finishing this scone. I'm not going to be like, oh, man, I need to get another one of those. And that might sound kind of silly because, yeah, those scones are great. But sometimes you do just want something that's just like really dependable and reliable and not like, I don't think I'd get sick of this because it's not that much of a flavour as it is just a really good time.
Like,
yeah,
merely have one of these all the time.
Oh, yeah. Happily.
This is great, actually. I don't know. There's something charming about this scone. Really charming. Right? And it's so light and fluffy in the middle.
This is a scone you take home to meet grandma.
Well, absolutely. I'm giving this like a... Right, out of five for me, this is like... 3.8.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna go four. Four rounded.
Wow, nice.
I would say 3.8 as well, but I just feel like... I just feel like they deserve to be in that top round for me. So, yeah 4.0.
Okay, wow, 4-0.
Before we finish up, I want to give a shout-out to another scone I had this week.
Oh, yeah, no, please do.
I went to Noki on Papanui Road, near the Carlton Corner stuff.
Yeah, corner of Bailey Ave and Papanui.
Near Londo, Gatherings, all those places.
Getting really popular now, that place, as well.
Yeah, and I had a kimchi cheese scone.
Kimchi!
Yeah, and I was really surprised at how good it was. But I'll tell you what, the size was kind of ridiculous. It was maybe half the size of my fist. Like it was like
it was, tiny,
it was like half a scone. It was tiny, but
really?
Man, the flavor was great. There was really good lamination. Like you could open it up and kind of peel the layers back. It was so good. And
really?
The kimchi came through really well. It wasn't spicy. It just had this ferment, this really tasteful umami. Really like wove itself in with the cheese really well.
Oh my
super,
God.
Super good. Super good. Yeah, so highly recommend Noki. Just like, guys, double the size of your scones. Charge like, I think it was still like $6 as
Ooh.
Well. And compared to the scone we just had, it was probably like a third of the size of that. So,
wow.
You know, make a bigger scone, guys. Charge the same amount. You've got a winner right there.
Wow, a kimchi scone. I love kimchi.
Yeah.
Maybe it was risky and they're just doing little ones to start off.
No, I think they've done them for a while from what I heard.
Oh,
got a bit of a following. I know.
Well,
they know they
you,
can charge $6 for it.
Can you make it bigger, please?
Come on, guys. This is a call out to you, Noki. If you're hearing this, you know, show us what you got. Make us book a scone.
They're Vienna coffees.
Oh, yeah.
Insane. Really
classic.
Good.
What a classic.
Hey, well done, C4. Out the gate. That
oh,
was
yeah.
like one charming ass scone.
You
right
know,
there.
Christchurch legends, and they are that for a reason. We really like C4.
Yes.
My favourite of the sea-related cafes in Christchurch.
Oh, totally.
For sure.
And, like, just very loyal to RDU as well, which we appreciate. Thank you.